You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
All right, you guys, it's that time. So the last episode, I dove into my independence and being in a relationship and how I've kind of overcome that at times, but I really want to keep my independence. And a lot of you wanted Josh's response on that last episode. But before we dive into that, let me say anything that I had really said in that episode, or the majority of what I had said in the episode, obviously were things I had already had the conversation with Josh about. So I don't know. You're going to hear in a second to see if there was anything brand new, which I'm kind of curious about. So I guess let's just go ahead and dive in.
I didn't bring my notes. I took notes after your podcast.
Where are your notes?
They're in my bag.
Where's your bag?
Downstairs.
Oh, hold tight, you guys. Hold tight. He's about to go get his notes. Okay, now that he's going down to get his notes, like, I didn't know that. Get you a man that wants to take notes on you, guys. Get you a significant other that's like, okay, I have such a vested interest that I have to take notes. But I told you he had to Google how to be with someone independent. And me coming out and saying, hey, here's how I am. Here's how I feel. I had so many people say, listen, you summed up how I feel. You summed up why I don't want to be in a relationship. You summed up on why I'm so guarded. And I'm thankful for that. I mean, listen, is it right? Is it wrong? Is it indifferent? I don't know. I just know that's how I am. I know with the amount of hurts, the failed relationships, the way I had been treated in the past, the way I would give and not really receive, it just... there was a lot, and I just learned that there are things I don't want to give up. There are things I don't want to give up that make me me. There are things that I feel I have to keep in my life to keep who I am. So if I don't have that, then I feel like, well, who am I? It's almost like you lose your identity. And I really, really feel that the mom piece of once you become a mom and you put all of your time and your energy, not that that's wrong, because I don't think I would do it any differently, but you put your time and your energy into your child, and I feel like that's just a selfless thing. But while you're doing that, you lose who you are. So many of you said, oh, I feel that. I feel lost right now. And the biggest piece that I can tell you is go talk to your partner or your spouse, whoever that might be, right? The person you're in a relationship with. If you're feeling that way, they might be able to say, you know what? How about you take a day for yourself? Or how about you do X, Y, and Z that you used to do? I mean, they're probably not going to tell you to go twerk it out in the club like you used to do, but they might have something that might resonate with you to gain who you are back. I don't think that, you know, your partner is coming into this saying, well, I want to change you, or you need to change for me. I think that's toxic. If you're in that kind of relationship, that's a bit scary. My dad told me years and years and years ago, God rest his soul, he said, girls marry guys hoping they will change. Guys marry girls hoping they won't change. And that's just always stuck in my head. It's always stuck in my head. So when I would take that step back and say, hold on, I don't even know who I am at this point. It just really put me in a tailspin. Okay, but Josh is back with his notes. So we're gonna ask Josh what he thought of that last episode. And from a man's perspective of how do you date an independent woman, does that make you want to run away?
It's difficult.
Well, go ahead and get started. What did you think of that episode?
No, I think, like you said, it's the nothing that you said in there, I don't believe, as I'm scanning over notes, and I listened to it the other night while you were live. So nothing that you said in there was something that we haven't already discussed. You went deeper, which I think is great for people. But I think, you know, some of the things I took away from it were, you know, just obviously being selfless as a parent. And I think there's a fine line, personally, that I think between being selfless as a parent and then, you know, we all have those parents that are trying to live through their kid or children, whether mm-hmm. that be sports or whether that be, you know, band or whatever, you know, academics, whatever that may be, where they just pour, they do it themselves. There's a difference, I think, of being selfless and doing it from that loving, caring way, and then a way of just pouring into them because you didn't get to live out your hopes and dreams, and you push a child so much and you pour yourself into them so much that you use the word toxic, that it turns the children off from whatever you're trying to push them to. You may think it's selfless by giving them, you know, pushing them into every opportunity, even if they don't want to, because it's your dream and maybe not theirs. So I think there's a selfless part of that, of pulling back and giving. You know, you want to have your kids active. You want to have them involved in things.
And it's hard. Going through that right now with Cohen.
Yep, true.
He is playing soccer, and mm-hmm. I played at a collegiate level. I played a year in the pro division. My ex coached. We both coached. He played semi-pro. So we had a very successful career, and actually soccer is what we both did all the mm-hmm. way up until COVID, and then I changed what I have been doing. But I say this because when he's playing, I don't push him to a point of you better be good and you better do this and you better do that. It's the opposite. I'm like, I want you out there having fun. I want you to have a good time. When he's like, well, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm like, well, that's just too bad. If you sign up for something, you stick with it. You're not allowed to quit, because I don't want to teach him to be a quitter. No. So it's whatever you've committed to, you stick out that season. You don't have to do it the next season if you don't want to.
Right.
That's fine. We can discuss it. But there's also that fine line as a parent that I've told him, I don't care what sport you do, you're an only child, so we need to find you something that you like. You need to find a sport you enjoy that gives you competition, that pushes you mentally and physically, because I don't want to put you out into the real world and you're like, oh, adversity, what is this?
Right.
Oh my goodness. You need to be able to handle that. You need to be able to figure those things out. So I think there is that, you know, there's that fine line, mm-hmm. but it's hard because when I go to games and I hear these parents literally just in their kids, and then those kids say stuff to my kid like, well, he's the second worst player, he's this and he's that, right. And don't get it twisted, I'm ready to mama bear them and be like, really? Because you're not, you know, right. it is what it is. But you see that, you see parents just pushing, so you got to find that fine, I think you have to find that fine balance. Not that I have all the answers, I'm just telling you guys how my parenting style is. So yes, you Josh is showing me his notes. Yes, you're selfless, right? Or you pour yourself into your kids. But I think that Josh and I've had this conversation a lot too about moms and dads, because mm-hmm. Josh's ex might say something and Josh is like, I don't know. And I'm like, but from a mom's perspective, I see it. I'm with her.
Right.
And he's like, oh, okay. And he does it with me all the time. I'm like, I don't get it. Yeah. And you're like, hold on, look at this side from a man's side from, and I'm like, oh, okay. So I love that we're able to do that with each other because it's just, we're so open that we're able to stand. Honestly, our exes should be thanking us because we each stand up for
you. Yeah, you're welcome.
We stand up like, well, I can see that point, or, you know, from this perspective. So.
But it's a part of that living and learning, whether that's in relationships or parenting or whatever, because you've given, you know, whether it's me trying to, you know, parenting my son or daughter or you with whatever that may be, it's literally seeing it from another perspective that you don't see. Men and women see things differently anyway. And then you add in all of the stuff. You add in what we're talking about today, independence. Y'all, she's not easy to give advice to. I'm just going to be honest with you. She thinks most of the time, and most of the time, what she's saying, but that's the lens that needs to be seen. But you said it earlier, is talk to your partner, whether it's independence, whatever it
is. Wait, are you saying I don't ever take your advice?
Yes, I am saying that.
You lie.
No.
Don't lie to them.
No, I'm not saying that. I think that I think we as people, not just you, but you listening, everyone, I think we're so tunneled sometimes on our parenting style or our discipline style or our coaching style or the way we work or whatever, that we get so tunneled that when, I'll use you for an example because we're talking independence, when independence comes in, it's like, hey, this is what I feel, this is what's going on. I'm like, hold on a second, you're saying from a different perspective. Hey, from a man's perspective, this. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for us as people as we're tunneled in that, to see from that other lens.
And I do think you have to be receptive of it and open because, I mean, even yesterday we had a conversation about something and you're like, but blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. So even me just saying, okay, like that means my brain is putting it in, it's processing.
Well, and you didn't always do that and neither did I. Like, I think that, you know, as we've grown and dated and communicated and all of that, knowing that.
I think we were both open, though, to it in the.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't necessarily say, I don't think that, like, you said something, I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Like,
no.
I'm still like, okay. And if I process and I'm like, well, dang, that makes way more sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But I also take what you say and then I'm like, okay, well, I have this factor, and this factor he might not know about. So I take it in, process it, and I'm like, okay, all right, now that I have all the information from both sides, what makes the most sense moving forward? Yeah. So I think that's key in this too. You have to be open. You have to be receptive. Mm-hmm. Yes, being independent is great, but it doesn't always have to be my way or nothing at all. So when Josh will step in and say something to me, like one time we were talking and it was probably in the middle of, it might have been in the middle of an argument, in the middle of whatever. And you're like, will you just shut up and listen to me? And it literally just.
Yes, y'all, I did tell Savage Mom to shut up and listen to me.
It stunned me. And I looked at him. I'm like, boy, and I don't even remember what we were talking about.
You didn't even say anything. I think you just looked at me, but you're...
Like you were crazy.
But I was crazy, but it was a quick crazy because what we were talking about and where we were, you were doing what you just did. You were thinking about all of the different things and you were trying to, you know, maneuver it around, not to make it better or worse or whatever. You were trying to think it out loud and we had already solved it and you were trying to do whatever it was. We all do that, talk around it and we're talking the same thing. I'm like, would you just shut up for a second? And the stunned look on your face and then the, okay, you're right. You're right.
But again, I think you have to be receptive to that kind of stuff.
True.
Because,
and
listen,
know where it's coming from.
Would he ever tell me to shut up just in general conversation and me let him stick around here? Hell no.
As the same.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know.
You've
told me to shut
Actually,
up before.
Actually, I have told you to shut up before. Because you've talked in circles and I'm like, oh my God, will you stop? But I do think it has to be, you are open to hear that. I mean, even on the parenting side, when we talked early on and one of the pivotal points, I think, for you and your son, Cohen and I, my son and I were having a conversation and Josh was just like, I really like the relationship that you guys have. And I said, and let me say this as well. I did a video with my son and my mom the other day and it's called You Catch It, I Buy It. So I throw something at them randomly in the store when they're not paying attention. Sometimes it looks like they're paying attention, but they're not. They might have been talking about something else, and I grab it from behind my back and I throw it at them. And if they catch it, then I have to buy it. So someone made a comment on that video and said, I would love to know your parenting style and just what you do with your son, because the relationship and the love that he has for you, you can just see it all over his face. So when I'm talking about these things, and when someone asks me, hey, what do you think a difference is, or what are you doing? This is why I'm making these types of comments. So Josh and I were talking early on. He's like, I just love the relationship you have. And I said, well, I always give him a voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one time Josh and his son were talking, and it was almost like Josh was just like, you know, point one, point two, point three, point four. And then it was like done. And I said, hey, out of love, I feel like when you get to point two, maybe three, like you've already lost him. And we've talked about that. And I said, maybe give him a voice, like allow him. He's in eighth grade. He's a teenager. You know, give him a voice. And I feel like that was a pivotal point, you know, for you guys, too. I saw him open up way more in conversations and deeper conversations. So I know that sometimes we get raised where it's like you just, especially our generation, you're quiet, you do what I say, we're going where I'm going, where I want to go, we're doing this, we're doing that, and like never having a voice. And I think that's a difference in my parenting style with my son. Now, there are times where he might have too much of a voice. Ooh. And Josh has been like, hey, no, I think you blah, blah, blah. And it's at a point that I'm comfortable with Josh saying things to Cohen. You know, I'm allowing him to kind of slowly come in and parent. So when Josh says something to him, he's super respectful.
He's like, okay. He knows how to, he tries to get a little more past me than, you know.
He did try to like test in the beginning or whatever. But so anyway.
No, in a good way. Like, hey, your mom said you need to get in the shower. He's like, I got like two more minutes. I'm like, your mom said get in the shower. He's like, just two more minutes. I'm like, all right, just don't freaking tell her. It's like 5 minutes later. I'm like, yo, but you better go because she's going to be upset. Like with me, not with with you too, but with me. But no, I mean, it's.
And it's cute how that all goes. But the whole point in this is, yes, I'm super independent. Yes, I know I've been handling my stuff on my own. But him coming in, I have to be receptive of that. I'm not saying that, oh, I want him parenting my kid 24/7, because I still feel like that's my responsibility, right? But when he does step in, I am receptive. And it's definitely been talked about, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about, and I can say Josh has watched, and he knows how I parent Cohen. So he's not going to come in and be like, boy, I'm going to blah, 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 if you don't blah, blah, blah. Like, he knows that's just not... That's not how it is. Mm. All right, so back to the independence piece.
Oh, I thought we were going to get... We wouldn't have to do that today.
No,
you were talking.
We're doing that.
No, I think... Circling back around. I'll just say from... You know, I've got two pages of notes just to... You know, and eventually I will respond with my thoughts. But some of the things that, you know, for me as...
Wait, isn't that what you're doing right now?
Oh, I guess we can do it. All right, we're doing it right now. For me as... dealing with is not the right term, but dating or learning to or growing to with someone as independent as you, I think that, you know, that's a need in my life. Like I love the independenceness of that, but I also, the thing that you said that is the need and want in independent people, like, and I've told you that before, like, you don't need me, fine, you don't need me, but I want you to want me.
But does that sting when I say I don't need you?
I think it
depends. Early on when I said that? Has anyone ever said that? Like, I don't need... You probably were like, oh my gosh.
No, I don't... Well, I don't... I think it's a different... That's a different mindset. I think if you're...
But I didn't say it harsh, though.
A couple times.
Oh, okay, maybe I did.
but I mean, I think a part of being, you know, the... person, the man that I am, the lover that I am, the partner that I am, all of those things. As a man, we just want to feel wanted. There's a point where, and there's certain things where the need is there. For you, even as independent as you are, there are times when you quote unquote need me. No, you don't need me to parent, you know, Cohen. You don't need me for, you know, it could be whatever. Financial, phone conversation. There's all those things that people need at a certain point, but you overall, as independent as you are, you don't need anything. But the want is where I think and maybe it's just men in general, it's definitely me. Like, I know you don't need me. I'm fully aware of that. And that fuels, since we're being completely candid, that fuels the anxiety in a bad way.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you, like, what, when a man, because I've read a book that, there's two books, right? Captivating for the Women and Wild at Heart for the Men. Mm-hmm. And I've read that men want to be heroes and rescuers and want to feel needed and wanted.
We want to fix things. And I think that's part of, at least for me, when you come with an issue or a problem or you're having a bad day or whatever, the first thing for us to do as men, or I'll speak for me, but most men, is, all right, what can I do? You know, who do I need to beat up? Who do I need to pay? Who do I need to call? Like, regardless of what it is, that's just where our brain goes. So it's a difference of listening to respond and listening to hear. That's a big thing for men. Like, if you called me and said, hey, I'm upset with, you know, Cohen did this or whatever, I'm like, okay, what do we need to do to fix it? How can we do that? And you may, in that moment, just need to vent or just need me to listen. You don't need me to fix it. And I, you know, saying, hey, Josh, shut up for a second.
Yeah, that was what, yesterday or the day before? Yesterday.
Right. I don't need you to fix it. No. I just need you to listen. And I think that's a big communication piece that you said earlier and that we've talked about before on here and just in our own life, is sometimes I just need you to listen. I don't need you to give me a response. I don't need you to try to fix it. There's not really a fix, or I've already got a fix. But I think the need and the want is something that, for me, anxiety-wise, or my brain is an overthinker, or, you know, just whatever, is tough. I've communicated that with you, and I know a lot of men I don't know. My heart is wanting to come out of my chest as we speak, because I think talking about this, and I think it's something to work on. I've gotten better, obviously, with the independence-ness. Because let's just be honest. We've talked about it on here before. You said, "Hey, I need some space, y'all." That, and I will try not to get. That doesn't do anything positive for me. And I don't think that it does anything positive for men in general that I don't know. It doesn't, that when, and it's not your fault. So I'm not, this is because I think people will get this and men will get this. When you're, I'll put it this way. I feel that I give 150% every day to our relationship. Mm-hmm. So when you say, and you've said it before, hey, I just need some space, just give me some time, whether that's an hour, whether that's a day, whether that's, hey, let's not, don't come up this day, give me another day, for you, and that's the thing that's for you, on my brain, and you and I have talked about it, and some of us, you might be learning right now, new, is to somebody that, it almost feels like you're failing, that you've failed. So when you say, hey, I need some time, I need some space, hey, this is too much. And listen, I'll say it right here. You guys know, if you guys have watched my videos or live, you know me in real life, you've heard all this stuff. I can be a lot. I give 150% or I give zero. That's my toxic trait. There's no in between. So when I love hard. When I dislike or I hate or whatever one you want to go, I do that hard. And when, and I wrote it down, like, asking for space equals threw me for a loop, recharge, think, and rest. That's what you need. You need to recharge. You need to think. You need to rest. But on a man's in, maybe, at least on mine, I don't know what that space means. I don't do well with that space because ultimately, from past whatever or family or relationships or kids or whatever, the word space doesn't do well for me. And I think it will resonate with people in here too, that what does that even mean? An independent person, you don't even know what that means sometimes. Hey, do I need an hour? Do I need a day? Do I need 2 days? And that's what you need, and I'm all for that. You know I'm all for what you need, and it just throws me for a loop.
Because well, I don't think you've ever had that. I don't think you've ever been in a relationship where someone's like, I need a second, and it not mean I want to break up.
Yeah, I think that's the, you know, that's the tough part with, you know.
Because I just needed a second.
Right.
So as a single mom, you know, I have a house, I have a kid, I have a dog, I have responsibilities outside of that. I want to make sure I'm doing everything I'm being asked of from a mom's perspective, from a daughter's perspective, from a girlfriend's perspective, from a sister perspective, from a friend perspective, from a work perspective. And I could go on all the things from the work, you know, the podcast, the TikTok, the Facebook, the Instagram, the YouTube, like all of it, right? The radio, everything that I'm doing. I told him, I'm like, I just need a second because you're the only thing that I can come to and say, pause for me for 1 second.
Yeah.
Whether it's just, I need an hour, I need whatever, I just need a second to breathe. And it was like, the only second I had to breathe, he was like, hey, do you still love me? Do you still care? Like, what's going on? How come? And I'm like, oh, you know, it frustrated me because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're supposed to be my partner. How do you not know what I need? And I had to take a step back. I'm like, you know what? You don't know everything about me yet. And that's okay. You're learning. But when I said I needed that space, I needed that time, just the defeated look and the conversations. And it was like, it was this cycle, right? Mm-hmm. Where when I would say, okay, I just need a second. But why? It was like you almost gravitated and were trying to pull me even harder. And all I was trying to do was almost like, you know, shake it off for a second. Like, hang on, just give me 1 second. I feel like my cup's so empty. I can't give you anything. Like, please just give me
whatever. That's that fixer. That's that, like, and for me, it's, you know, more, not an instant fix, because there's nothing really that's an instant fix when it comes to relationships. So, and you just said the cups, like I wrote that down, sand in the cup instead of, you know, filling it, like 80-20. And you guys have heard, you know, whether it's me on live or you on live or on the podcast, like relationships are not 50-50. They're 100-100. And there's a time when, you know, you got 20% left and you need 20%, you know, picked up. That's my job to pick it up, and vice versa on your end.
But being independent, we don't want you.
Right.
You know, as an independent person, right. I'm like, I don't need you to come pick it up. I need me to be able to reset, recharge, and get my peace back and get balanced and then move forward. So it was a struggle because it was like, I need my space. And it was like, you were in my face even more. And I'm like, you're not understanding. I just need a second. Mm-hmm. But what does that mean? I don't understand. What does that mean? How long? How long are you talking about? And I'm like, hold on. So we had to have a ton of conversations. And so eventually it got to a point where it was just like round and round. And I'm like, if we keep having these conversations every single day like this for an hour plus, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't have the time to do it. I don't have the capacity in my heart, in my head. We just can't do it. So we literally just said, okay, we've got to stop. Because I explained to him, if you give me my space, I will come to you when I'm ready. I will come back and do the little things that you might need and want without asking me, but you have to kind of allow me to come do it at my own pace.
Which sucks.
Why?
Well, it just does suck, because what you're talking about is, and this will be, this is for the independent people, but it's also for everybody else too. That sucks when that's the way you just explained it. It's like, okay, well, it's, and I know it's not, so don't take this the wrong way. You guys are listening, don't come for me either. But it's almost like, hey, it's all about what, because I'm an independent person, or because I'm the female, or because I'm the male, whoever, this is what I need. Don't come in my space. Don't tell me what you need. Don't come at me with what you need, because it's all about me and it's all about what I need. So an independent person that you're saying it's like, okay, well, this sucks. So I'll just, and I just said, I'm either 150% or I'm zero.
Right.
So it's either I'm going to continue to do this, or this is past me. And, you know, there's a little bit of this still now, too. I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Well, we've had, I mean, so many conversations.
Yeah.
And it got to that point where I'm like, if I don't have anything left to give you, and I mean, I was blunt about it. I'm like, your needs, I can't,
well, you've told me
I can't
like,
meet your needs right now.
Right.
And it's not that I don't want to. It's not that I'm telling you I can't ever. It's right at this second. And I know 100% when I say these words, people are going to be like, amen, amen. As a mom, and I'm not excluding dads or anyone else this applies to. As a mom, when you feel tired and you give yourself to everybody and everything else all day from the minute you wake up until the minute you lay down, and you don't have a second for yourself, I'm not saying you have to have a second for yourself every single day, but you don't have any time for yourself and you're given, 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 your tank is empty, and then your significant other is saying, well, I need this. And I'm like, listen, I got nothing to give you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think me, and I said this, I'm like, this should count for something. Me communicating to you, telling you I have nothing left today. You should take that. You should understand that. You should know that I'm not saying I don't love you anymore, that I don't want to be with you, but understand that I'm saying I'm exhausted. I have nothing left in my tank to give you today.
Yeah.
And I need you to maybe switch and pick up that slack. So that was hard. And you didn't understand that for the longest time. You're like, but I don't get it. How can you do this? And I love you and I wouldn't do that. And I'm like,
well, there,
I do understand that. But having so many things going on in so many directions and trying to be, you know, what you said, you're trying to be superwoman in every capacity and you don't have to be that. That's just not how some of us people work.
Well, and I think what you just described, what you just said, having time for your day, that will resonate with a bunch of men out here, because I think that men feel the same way. Whether you're a dad or whether you're not, and mm-hmm. you said, I'm not excluding dads, I'm not excluding that. But as a man, and again, the nurturing side, all of those things as a mom, listen, the hardest job on the planet is being a mom. I'll say that as a dad, that's the hardest job on the planet. So I'm not discounting dads and single dads and all that stuff. But I think, listen, what you just described of giving and giving and giving and giving and getting to the end of the day and not having time for yourself, I feel the same. I feel the same way too. I think men feel the same way too. I think if you're, even if you're a mom is another level. So I'll say that right now. And a dad's a different level. But even just people in general, I think they feel like that at the end of the day. I know I have. I know I've felt like that since we've been dating. I felt like that since I've been a dad. I felt like that since, you know, being an entrepreneur, having a business, like all of those things. You just feel tapped out. And
well, you said it the other day. You're like, you are always on the go. Like, can you just sit down?
Yeah.
Like, can you sit? Like, you're exhausting me. And you're like, I never thought anyone would say that, but like, you're exhausting me. And it's, you just wake up and go until.
But I think there's nothing wrong with that per se. But this is what will say. Yes, you're busy. Yes, you go, 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 as a lot of people do. You're probably busier than anybody I've ever, you know, met. But I think that's what fuels that independent side. But from a, and it could be male or female, in this instance, it's me, from this side of things, that's where that want and need comes in. And that's where it's like, okay, some days, you know, there's some to give, some days there's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that's a better conversation for another podcast, is how does that other person, how do they get their cup filled by your person? How do they process that? Because I've had mm-hmm. to fill my, with what you can't fill it for, whether that's, you know, if I'm in Virginia or I'm here, of, hey, like, is she, because we'll go, you know, we've gone hours without talking to each other because of the busyness of, you have a schedule, I have a schedule, appointments, whatever. It's like, okay, that's a different mindset of saying, hey, let's, you know, let's figure out how to make this conversation and all that stuff work. So,
and on that note, yeah. I think we address all that on the next podcast.
Okay. I might not remember.
I think this would be a great, write your notes. I think this would be a great stopping point, because I think it's, it's definitely a good topic of how do you date someone that's independent? Because a lot of people out there, there's so many independent women because of their past. I think they want to know, how do I find a man that could or would want to? And I think the men listening, because they, oh, okay, this is how I approach, or this is how I am able to stay in a relationship like that. Yep. So we're going to address that on the next podcast.
All right.
And on that note, we're out.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.